On Capitol Hill, the recently retired former head of Atlanta-based Equifax repeatedly apologized for his former company's massive and, at this point, growing data breach. Here is Richard Smith testifying Tuesday before the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee.
The criminal hack happened on my watch, and as CEO, I am ultimately responsible, and I take full responsibility. I'm here today to say to each and every person affected by this breach, I'm truly and deeply sorry for what happened.
Reporter Tamar Harleman has been following this story. She's Washington correspondent for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It's good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Let's unpack this a little bit, because it's not just that Equifax was Atlanta-based. It's also that this is pretty much affecting every consumer, adult consumer in the United States. You don't have a choice to opt in to Equifax or not. That's accurate, right? I mean, I saw people commenting, this doesn't affect me. I didn't use Equifax.
Exactly. As a consumer, you're not necessarily choosing to have your information stored, with one of these three companies, including Equifax. But since every bank and credit card company, they work with Equifax, you don't have a choice. Your information goes there anyway.
So let's talk about that information. There's a number of alarming things that came out of this testimony, I think. Let's talk first about this timeline, when Equifax knew what had happened and why it took so long. What kind of answers do we have on that question?
So one of the most amazing things looking at former CEO Rick Smith's testimony is for the first time he really did lay out a timeline for what happened. And what was so amazing was hearing that Equifax was tipped off back in March by the Department of Homeland Security that their system was vulnerable, that they needed to install a patch in some of the software that they were using. And what was pretty incredible is hearing the CEO or the former CEO say, well, we transferred it over, but the patch never happened.
So let's actually hear a little bit from his testimony. This is Richard Smith saying that there were both human and technological errors that made the system vulnerable.
The human error involved a failure to apply a software patch to our dispute portal in March of 2017. Technological error involved a scanner which failed to detect that vulnerability on that particular portal.
Okay, so another part of that wrinkle is, of course, did any of the board at Equifax then sell stock when they knew the hack had occurred before they informed consumers? Is that investigation still going forward?
So there were a few former executives, I believe it was two or three, who have since left the company.
I think they all have, yep.
So it's really unclear, and that was something that the former CEO did not address in his testimony. One of the more striking things, from yesterday that really blew my mind, is going back to when the Department of Homeland Security told them in March they had a vulnerability. The former CEO blamed it on one person, who apparently was on their data security team, who was supposed to relay the message to his team, let's start looking for vulnerabilities, and didn't do it. And the one thing that we don't know from Equifax is whether that person is still employed with the company.
All right, so let's talk about another problem. We just talked about the patching process, but there's other difficulties with this, and I feel like you just kind of alluded to it. One thing that surprised me is that Equifax only does security reviews every quarter. That seems odd to me. Is that odd to you?
I mean, as somebody, who's not an expert in that, it does seem odd. And what's amazing to me in the reporting,
four times a year?
Yeah, given how sensitive, they have your social security number, your birthday, your credit card records,
everything, your past addresses, everything.
And something that I've learned in my reporting on this story is just how few regulations there really are from the federal government on this. There's very few guardrails in place about what these companies should be doing with your information in order to protect it, nor are there regulations on the federal level to say, Equifax, if you're hacked, you need to tell your customers in 5 days, 7 days, 2 weeks. There's nothing.
No, even though in the past that same discussion has come up when it related to Home Depot or to Target and other places as well. Then let's talk about how they treated consumer information, because a lot of people are very upset that Equifax didn't even encrypt the consumer information that they had stored. So they had all this information you just mentioned, all of your past addresses, everything that you might need, your mother's maiden name, everything somebody would need to steal your identity. They stored it. In plain language, it wasn't even encrypted. that for me was a huge takeaway. And I'm wondering what other kind of revelations you heard that surprised you.
Sure. For me, it boils down to the fact that, one person can ultimately, you know, be responsible for,
right,
for this. And I don't know if that's the former CEO just saying, trying to pin it on one person. But then he's going to his timeline. You know, it was at the end of May when the company figured out, hey, we got hacked.
We do have a problem, right.
And it took even longer for them to get the board involved, for him to get involved, for them to finally alert, you know, the feds, for them to come out with a response. It took weeks, you know?
And yeah, I'm a little bit biased on this because I actually did get hacked as a result of the Equifax. I am speaking with Tamar Hollerman. She is with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and she's been following the story on the Equifax hack. We would love to hear from you, especially if, like me, you actually had a hack or an identity problem because of the Equifax breach. You know how to reach us. It's 404-500-9457, or find us on social media. So then let's talk about another issue which came up, and I don't think we really got an answer to it. A number of politicians were asking whether or not this was nation-state attackers. In other words, who was responsible and whether this could have come from outside of the country. Why can't we get an answer on this? Do we know?
Unclear at this point. I've read some reporting from places like Bloomberg that have suggested perhaps it was from Chinese hackers, and it was following patterns that we've seen in the past coming from China. But we don't know enough at this point about who these people are.
This is Atlanta Journal-Constitution Washington correspondent Tamar Hollerman. One last thing in the 40 seconds that we have left. What is the best way for someone to find out if they were part of this Equifax breach?
I think the best part is to be proactive. You can look up in Equifax's system to see if you've been a part of it, but my understanding is everybody has kind of been a part of it. So the best part is to be proactive, to call to assume you have been, and to call the three credit reporting agencies, so Equifax and its two competitors, TransUnion and Experian, and to freeze your credit line.
Yeah, without worrying about whether you are, because most likely you are.
Most likely
part of
you
the
are.
Breach. Again, Tamar Hollerman, thank you so much.
Thank you.